hissing wildly, the three slow worms coiled about one another, intertwining at the lake's edge. The new white flew at them, seizing the head of one in his cruel talons. The victim's strength was not a fraction of the raven's. With a savage wrench, he tore it clear of its companions. The slow worm writhed helplessly as the white soared off to the smaller cave, amidst a loud cawing and hissing of applause from the onlookers. The two remaining slow worms started to wriggle off until Viku clacked his beak at the guards.
Ika! Into the lake with them!
Carrion birds pounced upon the unfortunate slow worms gleefully. There was no love lost between them and the reptiles, whom they considered the lower orders in their caverns. Sicaris watched the two former reptile whites writhing in agony as they sank into the boiling waters. She looked down from her head perch, expressing her disapproval to the tyrant raven.
There was no need to slay all three worms. One was enough. Now we have lost three more whites.
Corvus was unrepentant and determined to assert his authority.
Who needs worms? If we are to bring back the times of our greatness, the eyes must be returned to the Doom White. Have you not said so yourself many times? We cannot defeat the creatures of the Red Stone House in battle. They are secured within their fortress. Stealth and skill are not enough. Fear is needed now. Once fear is instilled into the mind, defeat is certain to follow. Fear is the most powerful of all weapons.
Sicaris tried bringing her influence to bear on the Doom White ruler.
I have many snakes. Slow worms, grass snakes, even smooth snakes, such as me. Snakes can be fear itself, mighty one.
Corvus shook Sicaris roughly from her perch to the ground.
Yuck! Only my ravens can be trusted to regain the Doom White eyes. No more reptiles, toads, lizards, or snakes.
Here he paused, then spoke out as though struck by a sudden inspiration.
Except one particular snake.
Assuming that Corvus was speaking of her, Sicaris hissed gratefully.
Your word is my command, mighty one. You will not regret choosing Sicaris.
The big raven clacked his beak dismissively.
Yeah. Who needs you? I was speaking of Balis.
Sicaris recoiled in horror at the dreaded name.
Balis! What would you want with that monster?
The raven's dark eyes glinted wickedly.
Hark! Who better to bring fear to the Redstone House than Balis, the evil one? Go! Bring him to me!
Outside the caverns, from a vantage point on the wooded hillside, the dark beast sat watching the scene below as evening descended. Griv the magpie and her mate, Inchig, flew slowly close to the ground. They followed the sluggish progress of three reptiles, two grass snakes and a fat toad. Griv had learned all the gossip amongst birds and reptiles concerning the mission, but Inchig had not. As they perched in a woodland clearing, waiting for the reptiles to pass, Inchig was full of curiosity.
Ant, why are we going to the old quarry?
Griv pecked at the passing ant.
They are going to see Balis, the slayer. We are only going to see that they obey orders.
Inchig seemed to shrink close to the grass.
Balis! I'm not going near that monster.
Griv moved aside to let the reptiles pass.
Ah, we don't have to. All we do is watch. Otherwise, I'd have just flown south and kept on flying. They say that Balis is ancient and blind, but still the most dangerous adder in the land. I heard Sicaris say that the blood of the great Asmodeus runs in his veins.
Inchig ruffled his plumes as he shuddered.
Who will dare speak to such a mighty serpent?
Clute devoured another ant, nodding after the reptiles.
The grass snakes, I suppose.
She sniggered wickedly.
The toad is nothing but a food offering.